Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 this is Chat It Up with Richard Groove, with your host, DJ Richard Groove. Hey, everybody, this is my first real episode. I'm happy to be here. And just to let everybody know, this is Blog Talk Radio, and this is Chat It Up with DJ Richard Groove. If you want to call in and talk about anything, the number is 619-924-9815. I said 619-924-9815. Come on now, give me a call. Hey, I was hearing that the other day that the officer, and I'm going to keep his name anonymous, but the officer that killed the young man, shot him 16 times, he got 6 years. I didn't like that. But the young man that killed Hadaya Thompson, he did the crime, and he got the time. He got like 80-something years. So where's the justice, or is it just us? You know, come on, everybody. Come on, talk to me. Come on, talk to me. So right now, I'm just feeling a little, you know, upset about this because I think 16 shots, he should have got six. I think he should have got at least. Let's see, 16 times 2, he should have got 32. You know what I'm saying? For each shot, he should have got 2 years. And for each bullet he did, that 16 times 2, that's 32. So he should have got 32 years. I mean, like, hey, I think that would have been 32 years, that would have been fair with me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, manslaughter, hey, you deserve to sit down. But 6 years, really? Now, you think he's going to, and then he's going to get out here and he's going to try to find him some kind of job. Working for some security company where he probably will forbid try to get his license to get his employment. And you know, he might fall through the cracks and once again, we'll have somebody out there who don't deserve a happy day. I'm not even going to touch on that no more. But let's talk about something else. Last night, I was at a private jam session. Did real good. Shouts out to all the DJs that was there in attendance and to the host and the hostess. We had a real good time. They said they enjoyed it. My set was real decent. If you want to hear it, you can check it out on Mixcloud. It's called Jam Session 2019 Mix. I say Jam Session 2019 Mix. Okay. I see I'm still by myself, but that's okay. I'm going to keep on talking because I can talk a lot. And let me tell you, who else was with me yesterday? Oh, one time going out to my little sister, I call her Too Tough Cream Puff. She goes by the name of DJ Skeet or Skeeter J, you know. And she was in attendance with DJ Rocky Floyd. Carol Sharp was there. Who else? Oh, Rayco. I remember you, bro. You was there. Big E was there. Derek, he was there. You know, it was a handful. It was a lot of them. DSP even showed up, so it was a lot of us that was there and we played and we had a real good time and everything. Man, we had a good time. I mean, that was the first time in a long time, everybody, that I've been out like that long. I mean, I didn't get home till about 1 time anymore. Don't want to let nobody know because sometimes. You might be telling yourself, but yeah, I got in very soft church, and I'm paying for it. So, but the show must go on, and that's why I'm here to keep everybody informed and in tune. You know, if you got anything to talk to or chat it up with me, come on, talk to me. It's DJ Richard Groove. I'm chat it up with DJ Richard Groove. You know, I was thinking about my granddaughter the other day, and I was looking at a picture of her when she was like maybe a couple of years old. And she was so small and fragile looking. I was so scared to even touch her. Well, on Friday, she made 8 months old. And I'll probably say she is a thousand little girl. I mean, she's not walking yet, but she's moving around. She's twisting and twirling. That's my little sugar bug. And then, you know, you can't help but love the kids, you know. And that seems kind of strange for a person to say, I don't like kids. And you got to be something must be wrong with you. Was your childhood that messed up that you don't like kids? If you want to talk about that, let's talk about people who don't like kids. Come on, call 619-924-9811. You know, I'm here till 10:30. So come on, talk to me. It's Richard Green with Flap on Blog Talk Radio. All right, I'm gonna give him a couple of seconds. No, I can't even do that. I got a favorite food that I usually eat on the weekend with a friend of mine, and it's not a strange, but it's an acquired taste. Chicken pizza. You know, I'm trying to stay away from the red meat, so what I do is I get a 50-50 blend. I get a half chicken and a half sausage. But I love me some mushrooms, so I get mushrooms all the way around. That's why I'm going to take. Let me not. Producer just told me, hey, don't forget your own show that you're coming up with. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Not only will you be hearing me, you'll be seeing me. Richard Green is going live on TV. That's right, live on TV. Well, maybe not live on TV yet, but we're going to be doing a video stream, and then from there we're going to keep it going. Hopefully, we get it on the air. And it's called The Richard Groove Show, hosted by me, once again, me, DJ Richard Groove. Don't you just like that? I like it too. Man, I'm feeling real happy about myself today. Not happy like that, but happy like it in a blessed way. You know, it's a Sunday. We woke up healthy, and we all got each other. For those people who have somebody out there, and for those people who don't have nobody, maybe you should rethink the way you think. Or better yet, look deeper inside yourself, find out maybe there's something wrong with me that don't nobody like. So, you know, it's a lot of things you could do to kind of like change the way you think and the way you feel about yourself. You know, for me, when I feel down, by me being a DJ, of course, I play my music. But other than that, people don't know I'm a racing student. I have an 84 Mustang GT with the original 5.0 engine in it. It's nothing special, but it's mine, you know, and my brother owns a couple of cars, you know, and we go out drag racing. You know, we started out on the streets, and we felt that it was safer on the track, so we moved it to the track. That's a more safer environment. That way we know that the street is controlled, and anything that's being done on that track is being allowed, so we don't have to worry about getting our cars towed, gaining a lot of tickets, and also losing our license, which is real important nowadays, ladies and gentlemen, because they can kind of like grab your license just about for anything and everything. I didn't know that child support can make you lose your license. So if you're not paying your child support, they want to try to take the license from you. And I don't really think that's real stupid too, because most people need their license to have a job. And if you don't have a job, how you going to pay child support? Come on now. So why would you mess with a person's livelihood or his license, which is a means to making his livelihood, so that he can pay his child support? Mm-hmm. What you need to do is maybe help him make a better arrangement with whoever he has to pay the child support to, because 9 times out of 10, the mother don't get the child support. It goes back to whatever government agency that gave her the money in the first place. You know? Getting a little dry here. Just give me a half second, maybe, for Jimmy. Put me up a little cold piece of refreshment. That hit the spot. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. A little warm, but still, it hit the spot. I was just on the phone with my wife. I was telling her how tired I was. But then I looked at the clock, and it was almost time for me to do the show. And I had to text her back. I said, well, I got to get up, and I do the show. The show must go on. So I'm doing the show, and I'm drinking the libation, and it's warm soda pop, and it's kind of like coffee. So it's waking me up, you know. So hopefully we can get on with the rest of the show. Excuse me. We can get on with the rest of the show with not such a dry mouth. Okay. With that being said, I was looking in the store the other day, and I came across one of those game of nostalgia that I used to play when I was a kid. And that's Monopoly. I don't know many different types of forms of Monopoly they got out. Kids Monopoly, Gold Monopoly, Spanish Monopoly. They might even have an Uno Monopoly out there. Do they? My producer say they got an Uno Monopoly out there. I don't know, but you know, she knows a lot of things. This woman stays on the laptop and her phone so much that her phone screen is pink now. I don't know what she's doing that much to change her screen to be pink, but she's a very busy person on her phone. Shout out to the super producer of the show, Ms. KD, you know, she's in the building. Okay. I will give a shout out to a couple of other people. Well, I'm going to give them a shout out anyway. Hey, haters, how y'all doing? Thank y'all for listening. And thank you. Ain't going to do that. Yes, I am. I'm doing something. Ha ha. Joke on you. Egg on your face. Yeah. Ooh, it's getting real hot. And just a few minutes ago, it was kind of cold. But you know what? It's cold. It's cold outside. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, I advise everybody to wrap up, bundle up, and, you know, try to keep it all warm. And if you have an older car, it's best to try to fire it up at least once or twice on a cold day. If you're not going nowhere, just go outside and start it up. At least make sure that you get the electrical system to start charging so that your battery don't get cold, so that you don't have to go out there and get a jump or whatever. You know, for those people who have elderly family members, check them. Please. It's cold out here. And even though sometimes we might say or think that they're bothersome, but if you think about it, we wouldn't be here without those elderly people that are in our lives, you know. So you have to look out for those people. You should look out for them. And if you don't, then shame on you, you know. Because honestly, I hope to God that I did enough things good in my life that my kids is going to take care of me like I'm taking care of my mom. You know, I love her to death. I love my dad too, all the way up to the day he passed away. You know, he's my hero. I love you, Pop. I miss you. And I'm gonna say this right now. I'm gonna dedicate this show to you, Pop, because you know when I was first started doing DJing, you was the one that bought the equipment for me to get started. You bought the turntables. You bought the mixer, and you bought the speaker wire. And God knows you paid to get that amplifier prepared by time before I finally bought a new one. So shouts going out to my father, Mr. Tommy Richard Gates. He's definitely in this building with me right now. Not maybe in a physical form, but definitely in a spiritual form. All right. Let me see. I got 14 more minutes. I'm doing good. Yeah, now you're still in with Chatted Up with Richard Gould, so you want to talk? Oh, I got somebody calling. Hello.
Hello. Hey, 40 guys. 10.
Hi, 4010, you're on.
Richard Gould. Hey, Kim.
Hey. Yes, this is. Chatted Up with Richard Gould.
Hey, what's going on?
It's just my little
sister.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing?
Two tough cream puffs. The one and only, Miss Skeeter J is in the building. What's going on? Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Yeah. Just tuned in to see what was the topic about, and I came in on a sensitive moment. I'm about to cry.
Oh, well, you know, hey. And don't start crying, because then you'll be talking like this. And I don't have a tissue for you. what you want to talk about? I said we was going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday me and Skeeter J, we was hanging out, and she was one of the DJs at the jam session with me. Long story short, we had a conversation amongst the DJs, and I told them that I was going to have a controversial topic to talk about, but then as the night went on, I decided not to. So we're gonna talk about something different. I started talking about the six shots versus six years versus 87 years.
Don't make me mad.
I know. So we just gonna
don't make me mad.
You want to touch on just a little bit? You know. Ah, sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
I think our judicial system is so prejudiced and so slaverous that when I heard about it, I understand now when you know that thing about no snitch and this and this and that about what they say to go on in the street. I see now why some people don't turn to the judicial system to get justice for the crimes that they committed. Because that man overkilled that boy. And I don't care how they see it, how they want to say it, or none of that. That was an overkill. And
that was.
He should have got life for that. And I kid you not, that's how I feel about it. You can see she is compared to what they gave that little black boy all them years for what he done.
And the little black boy,
you know what I'm saying?
And he also, it wasn't that he tried to fight. He just felt bad about it. Once he found out who he had killed, he was in remorse. He's going to be in jail for all those years. And, you know.
But you know what? I'm saying all of it. You saying that he had, I really don't know the inside story about the little boy that got all them years. But from what you just saying, that he found out who he killed, you still had the intention of killing somebody. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Yes, you should have got some time for that, but not 81 years. I mean, it was something going on with that boy logically to say, I'm going to go out here and do that. Did you investigate on what was going on with him emotionally or physically on why he did that, why his actions were like that? We know the actions of what the police do. That was overkill what they did to that boy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I understand now what they mean about I'm not going to say nothing, and they take matters into their own hands, because 6 years is nothing compared to taking somebody's life that's gone, never coming back. Even if he was shot a few times and this is the, what you call that, say the outcome of it is that your life has been changed forever and you only get 6 years, 3 years, but the victim life has changed forever. So now I understand why they take matters in their own hands.
I said previously, before you came in, I said I believe he should have got 2 years per shot. So if he had 16 shots, he should have had 32 years coming to him.
He should have had more years than that. That was an overkill to do. I couldn't even watch that the first time I saw it.
I'm not trying to be light about the situation or anything, but I mean, fair is fair, and right is right, and at the minimum, 32 years should have been what he did again.
But you only
have
to do half. That still wasn't enough. That wasn't enough for me, and I'm sure it ain't enough for the rest of the community, the black community. I'm saying 16 years. Sometimes they give you day for day, or they what's that, 2 for 1.
Yeah.
That's only 6 to 2 years. That ain't enough. Yeah. When I look at the video of them shooting that boy down, it was not, and everybody that was there that even let out a shot should have been accountable for that murder. That was a murder. That wasn't anything justifiable what they did to that little boy, period. Point blank, period.
I agree with you. I'm so sick of the police.
And you know, it's bad. I saw a documentary on this lady was talking about how she's afraid of the police. And I remember back in the day, the police was, the white ones, some of the black ones are all corrupt too. It's a shame that you got to be afraid when you get that light turned on you.
You preaching.
To pull over.
You preaching now.
That's scary. You know, people are afraid to see a light behind them.
Well, you know,
and that's the same.
Being a black man and also being I'm not that trustworthy to the police myself, you know. And like you said, that's on their vehicles. It says to serve and protect. But who are they serving? Who are they protecting? Are they serving themselves and protecting themselves?
themselves.
I mean,
like, they
really,
cover up for themselves.
I mean, because these days, day and age that we live in, I mean, the cops, they shoot first and ask questions later. No.
Right.
They don't even
let
ask
us
you want to go
first and ask questions later. They slamming us. They slamming us. You know?
Well.
You know. It is what, I think it's just terrible.
Society,
what's going on right now,
is
just garbage.
It is how it is. It is how it is, but it don't have to be that way. You know? But we have to start working a little closely with our law enforcement. Hopefully we'll get a better law enforcement whatever here when they do the election. And if you're not a voter, ladies and gentlemen, I think you should vote, because that's the only way, you know, even though we say it's our word and everything, yes, and we did vote and we got a clown for president, you know, that's just my opinion, you know, but it happens, you know. It happens. You know, 8 years ago before him, we had the brother in, and then nobody complained except for those people that didn't want the brother in. He'll get his forward here. Hopefully he'll just fade off into whatever, you know, but I don't think he's going to fade off into nothing, you know.
You know, and that's funny because I saw on Facebook the other day, there was a guy holding a sign up, and it said that Trump needs to eat a Snickers so he could turn back into Obama. I started to make that my cover page. I thought that was funny.
I thought that was so funny.
But I just want to let y'all know that y'all doing a good job. And I can't wait till we can get into some deep 30-minute conversations about topics. You know,
that's why hopefully, you know, people are listening. And if they're not listening, you know, that the people that's on air, you know, you share this show so that you keep going on. You know, the more I talk and the more I do it, the more comfortable I get, and hopefully the better the topic be and the more calls will come in, because I'm not going nowhere, because you know what? I got something.
Cut off, Rich. But
anyway,
you know what I want you to do? I need you to send me the link so we can start promoting it during the week. So when Sunday comes up,
doubt,
people
no
will
doubt,
know about
no
it.
Doubt.
You
are
know,
you guys,
I
are
got
you guys planning on this week? Ladies and gentlemen, Gita J is part of New Vision Entertainment. Are you guys playing anywhere this week?
Yep. We are at Murphy's on Tuesdays. Friday and Saturday, and Thursday is comedy night. I haven't got really the details about it, but Tuesdays is plug and play. Why am I saying it?
Okay.
I don't know. Tuesdays is plug and play. All these days are just music. Come out and play on a Tuesday, and it's at Murphy's. It's on 76 in Cottage Grove. Tuesdays is plug and play. Thursdays is comedy. Friday is house. And Saturday is all music. Oh, and you know what? I think they do have Sundays now. I was talking to Earl about it, but I'm not sure what's going on Sundays.
So that's New Vision.
Next week I have all the information down
there. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. You know, with your girl Skeeta J.
And Richard
Groove.
Richard
Groove
be guesting there,
down
there, slamming it on
that Escalade. I do get my six songs. Yes, I do. Do my plug. I do my guest appearances on Tuesdays night. Also, everybody, check me out on my Periscope. You know, if you haven't heard or haven't seen, go check me out on Periscope. I'm also on Periscope. You want to tweet me? Tweet me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. FaceTime.
I got to get
FaceTime.
A Twitter page.
Yeah,
y'all
gotta get a
Twitter
page.
I don't have none of that. I don't have Snapchat. I don't have none of that.
Facebook, all of it. You know, reach out to a guy. Talk to me. Come on, we're gonna chat it up. I got 4 more minutes, and we're gonna keep it going. 619-924-918 is Now, 815 is the number. So let me do that again. 619-924-9815 is the number to call if you want to call in and talk to your boy, DJ Richard Groove, for chatting up with Richard Groove on Sunday night. Man, I didn't know I was going to be able to do it. I'm doing it. I'm feeling busy about it. You know, it must be this warm pop I'm drinking because it's like all of a sudden I'm feeling real energetic. Like, you know, it's like, but anyway, right after this, I think I'm going to pop in on a Periscope and do another feed, you know. I also just dropped my latest mix. It's called the Jam Session 2019 Mix. It's actually the full that I did from last night's session. So if you want to hear it, go on Mixcloud.com, look me up, DJ Richard Groove, and it should be the first, it should be the very first mix on my profile. And take a listen to that and let me know how you feel.
Richard, your mic keep going
out. I said, Skeeter, thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome, darling.
Was
Big
always.
Brother.
Oh,
BB.
That's right. And look. Oh, hey, I got a great idea for you. If
what's
you're
up?
Interested, we're going to have a talk to you about doing a video show of you cooking and while mixing.
No, I can't let people know my secret.
Well, see, that's the thing. What you do is you have it already. Certain parts of like they do on TV, girl. Come on now. Go out to school. I got two more minutes. Maybe I have to teach you how to be a Martha Stewart. Come on now. This is TV. Are you ready? Are you ready to stand in front of the camera and be like, all right, this is Skeeter J, and this is my favorite, my famous steak and egg. You know, my favorite.
I think about it. People be knowing my secret.
Hey. So anyway, but you know, I will be talking to you about the area that we talked about. So don't worry about that. But once again, we're on the air with chatting up with Richard Groove, and we're coming down to our last couple of minutes. You know, so I want to thank everybody for listening in. First off, I want to thank my super producer and my super producer extraordinaire, Ms. KB, for allowing me to do the thing I do. You know, and helping me out and giving me my first door avenue in, you know, hopefully this door is not the first door to be open, but many doors to be open.
So
I also want to give a shout out to all those DJs out there doing their thing. You know, there's so many. I can't call just one name. So I'm going to just say shouts going out to all the DJs that's out there doing your thing.
This
I got a shout out to all
national DJ Day. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Happy National DJ Day to all the DJs out there. Sisters and brothers of my turntables, the decks, the controllers. If you mixing on your iPod, you doing it. If you mixing on your tablet, you doing it. If you got a tape deck and an old reel-to-reel and a one fader mixer, you doing it. That's how we do it on Happy DJ's Day. That's right, Skeeter. I'm about to wrap it up. I got a couple more seconds. And then I want to thank everybody once again for tuning in with Richard Groove on Chat It Up with Richard Groove. You know, we've had a real interesting talk. I've had some real interesting conversations, and I've said some things I thought was very important and been said. Okay, with that being said, I got about 15 more minutes. Not 15 minutes. Oh, my goodness. 15 seconds. So that's not even that good. We winding it up. So, once again, I want to thank everybody for listening. This is Richard Groove signing off. I'm out of here.